Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Catherine Caputo. Catherine with a C, Caputo with a K. She is the purveyor of selfbrand.com, the website. The book is called, the books are Breakthrough Branding, also You Are a Brand, and two or three others that she's written. You'll find out more about those on her website, and she's helping us today with our understanding how to be more productive. Catherine, what's next?
Well, I think it's important to decide what's important to you and what the best way for your style is to run your business. I was struck reading in the paper the other day, Rex Tillerson, our new Secretary of State, got a lot of publicity, and a lot of it from reporters has been negative since he hasn't done the typical press interview, the daily press interview from the State Department that tends to be typical. He hasn't been that accessible. But I was reading that he spends 4 to 5 hours a day himself reading what's going on at the different State Department offices around the world, reading different reports. And so rather than, when he's traveling, meeting and greeting all the people that work there, he's like a serious scholar the way he's approaching it. And I thought, you know what? Good for him. He's got his own style.
Where does the media get off telling him how to run his business, right?
Exactly. But that's been the story about him.
Well, this is something I keep coming back to, Catherine, and this is what you're talking about. I keep reminding myself all the time of that quote from Hamlet. What was his name? Was talking to his son. I'll say his name in a minute. Said to his son, he said, "This above all, to thine own self be true."
Right.
And I think this is so. And I mentioned that last segment about being organized. My organization might not look pretty, but if it's working for me, it's my organization. I'm organized in my own way. If Tillerson's doing what he's doing, the bottom line is the bottom line, right? Whatever are you producing? Are you contributing? Are you accomplishing goals? What it looks like on the way there is your business.
Right. And also, some businesses are very complex. And, he's running an organization with all the different countries in the world and all the problems we have.
Right.
It's very complex. So I kind of felt good that he's taking a thoughtful approach, when he's reading the different reports and coming to his own conclusions. So I thought that was a very smart way to deal with it. Find his own time, his own way, and ignoring the criticism, and focus on getting the results.
And that's a very entrepreneurial thing to do, isn't it?
I thought
to stick to your guns, because think about this: if you're going to create something from nothing, which is the definition, in my opinion, of an entrepreneur, which whether it be just a plain, if you create a newsstand from nothing, to me, that's being entrepreneurial. If it didn't exist before, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a tech startup to be an entrepreneur. So I think what you're describing with Tillerson, it makes him an entrepreneurial thinker. And if that's the way you are, you measure what happens by your results, not by the process or by what other people say.
And also by doing the same process that everybody else did that was in that job.
Right.
So, that's the thing. He's
anybody
got a
can do that.
Style. I read an article that was criticizing him when he's traveling around the world that he isn't meeting and greeting and going to parties with all the different levels of people in the State Department office. He's focusing more on, what's going on in the region and the kind of intelligence that he wants to connect to, and not, again, time management, not, dilute his time by, other things that would be nice to do if he had the time, but he doesn't feel that's the best priority.
One of my mentors called that worshiping at the throne of results.
That's great.
Like that, don't you? And that's what entrepreneurs do, and that's how you tell if you're being productive or not. You look around you and you say, okay, I don't look organized, but you know what? I just accomplished that. I accomplished this, and we grew at 10%. So you know, don't worry about the other stuff.
You know, and you look at a lot of successful entrepreneurs or talk to them, a lot of them emphasize that they make time every day, either an hour a day or a couple hours a week, to think about the big picture. You know, not just all the, you know, your laundry list of 20 things you need to get accomplished today,
right?
Or your client is mad about this and solving, you know, putting out fires, which can pretty much
eat
up your whole day.
That's the CEO approach, isn't it?
Yes, you got to have the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, and that's how you get new ideas to keep your business innovative.
Yep.
You know,
hey,
that's
Catherine,
the key thing.
Good job today. Well done. Well, give us the website again, please.
The website is selfbrand.com. My books are Breakthrough Branding for Entrepreneurs, and every entrepreneur should be a brand. So you are a brand.
Check them out, folks, there. Hey, Catherine, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Catherine Caputer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.